Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. This is co-host Pastor Burrell. We apologize for technical difficulties. For whatever reason, the call dropped, and we're back. Amen. We're glad to be with you all today to share with you regarding an upcoming event taking place on Sunday, May 29th at Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia. On this Sunday, May 29th at 10 o'clock a.m., there will be three ministries in one place. Giving God glory, honor, and praise, we will be having our Down Home Family and Friends Day, and we are certainly excited about that. We're hopeful that Pastor Carolyn will be joining us momentarily, but until then, Father, we thank you for who you are, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. God, we ask that even as we're sharing concerning this upcoming event, God, that we know you will be in our midst to speak to us and speak through us. God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So, again, this weekend, Sunday, May 29th, Kingdom Ministries Global Church, in conjunction with Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship and Higher Praise Ministries, will come together under one roof to do a great thing called Down Home Family and Friends Day. I think back to when I was young and we did Family and Friends Day. Back then we called it Homecoming. That's when everybody from far and near came together to fellowship, to catch up. It almost became a time of family reunion. And in this case, we have three churches, again, that will come together. We are three ministries in one place, but we operate as one big happy family under God's presence, one accord, being of one mind, giving God glory, honor, and praise. And this week, we will be having a special guest with us on Sunday, Pastor Ronald Walker of Kingdom Building Ministries from Vineland, New Jersey. He will be our special guest on that day to bring forth a powerful word to encourage and empower God's people. Now, you might say, well, why are you telling me about a Down Home Family and Friends Day? Well, we're telling you because there's so many people who don't have family. So many people who don't have friends, so many people who find themselves being in ministries where they're not appreciated, where they don't feel appreciated. They're just another number or another face, but no one really takes time to get to know them, to make them a part of the family. But the blessing about being a part of the ministry, Kingdom Ministries Global Church, under the leadership of Apostle Elroy Henderson and Pastor Carolyn Henderson, is that we are a big, happy family. As I stated, we are in one building, grateful to Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, who allows us as Kingdom Ministries Global Church to come in and fellowship, to have our service and to give God glory, honor, and praise. And it's done so without any competition. We all understand our kingdom assignment in the earth. We all know that there is a specific work and a specific people that God has given to each ministry. And we understand that we can do more together than we can do separate. So it is on this occasion that we are opening up our doors even wider. We are extending to the community to come out and share with us during this Down Home Family and Friends Day. Amen. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Pastor Burrell. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So glad you're here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glad to be here. Amen. proceed as you go forward. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm
yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. So as I was saying, you know, we're opening up the doors a little wider, and we're extending to the community to come out and be a part of this Down Home family and friends. You know, the blessing of this is I think back. It's funny. I think back again when I was a child. I had an uncle who would say, "We're having all day meeting and dinner on the ground." And then he said,
Amen.
"But it won't be long till we fall down." Well, we don't plan on falling down. Amen. But
no, we
don't. We're going to have a meeting. We're going to
Amen.
Meet. We're going to get together and meet in God's presence. And we're not going to rush God's flow. We're going to allow the man of God, Pastor Ronald Walker, to minister to us as the Lord leads. And because it's going to be a power-packed house. Amen. Because of the leadership of the churches that are there with Kingdom Ministries Global Church, Abundant Praise Christian
Amen.
Fellowship, and Higher Praise, there's so much power and so much anointing and so much that God has the ability to do in the midst of his people. We're not going to rush God on Sunday morning. Amen. As we
Amen.
Come together and share and lift and build each other up in the natural and in the spirit. After that's done, we're going to be having dinner together. And guess what? We're not asking you to bring a thing, but a lawn chair. So you can take it outside
Amen.
And you can sit outside and fellowship one with another to just share about the goodness of who God is. Amen?
Amen. And we want
Amen.
People to feel
Pastor, you
welcome.
Talk a little
Amen.
Bit about, go ahead. About Pastor go. Walker. Amen?
Amen. Bishop Henderson knows Pastor Walker. He's out of New Jersey. I have never met him before, but from what I understand, he is a man of God. And we're excited to meet him. We know that we will be meeting him, and we will be talking with him on Friday night and Saturday as, I guess, he comes in and we'll be able to sit down and personally fellowship with him before Sunday morning. However, we do know that we believe that we've already prayed, and we're praying as he travels for traveling mercies for him, and we're believing for the power of God to come in like never before. We expect nothing less, amen, than the power of God to show up in the place, because we know that God is able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what our hearts or minds can hope or dream for. And we just pray that the community would turn out, and that you would bring those that are listening tonight, if you're here, to bring your family and friends. Amen. Everyone is welcome. It is casual dress. Amen. But we do ask that you would dress appropriately for church. Amen. And that we would just bless the Lord, amen, in service on Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate what you shared regarding dress, because when you tell some people casual, they don't know what that is.
No.
So casual for
no.
We found that was pajamas. We don't want you to come
yeah.
in pajamas. Amen. We don't
no.
want you to take liberty with the word that says come as you are. We don't want you to do that. What we want you to do
right.
is come being decent and in order. If you can't
Absolutely.
Sit and it's comfortable, don't wear it. If when you bend
Absolutely.
Over your heartbeat, don't wear it.
Amen. Amen. And we ask that we would be comfortable, but that we would also be respectful. Amen. In the presence
Amen.
Of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We're excited about this day. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that I'm excited about too, Pastor, even as we're preparing and we've been praying regarding a release, I think that we have to be mindful that when we come together in such a setting, we have to come with expectation. Don't come just because
Absolutely.
Of the meal. Don't come just because, you know, some of your family and friends are going to be there. But we want to come and charge the atmosphere so that
Absolutely.
Miracles can be seen. We want to charge the atmosphere such that supernatural healing and deliverance will take place in our midst. We want this to be a day that goes down in history, because these three churches, these three ministries came together in one place at one time of the same mind and of the same spirit, and God met us in the place and did great and mighty works on our behalf.
That's right.
I'm just believing, God, that there will be some that would come in limping and leave out running. Amen. There would be some that would come in with breathing conditions and leave and not need a pump. Amen. We're believing, God, that those who have dealings with diabetes or high blood pressure, you come with expectation in the midst of God and his people with family and friends and see God do miraculous things.
Exactly. Yes.
Amen.
We just believe in God for all things. Amen. We go in praying and praising and with the expectation for God's presence to come in and just saturate the building and saturate the people in such a manner that we won't be rushed, we won't be held hostage by the clock and our watches, that we will allow the Spirit of God and the presence of God to come in and to move like never before. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And while we're talking, Pastor Valerie, we also would like to mention that not only this weekend are we having the down home homecoming type of service, but on next Sunday, Pastor Daryl Kenneth Hamilton and Lady Sheena Hamilton and the Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship Church are going to celebrate. I've forgotten how many years it is of Pastor and People. Amen. They're celebrating Pastor and People, and they're going to have that service at the Belmont Center. I think it's near Hilliard Road somewhere. But they're having Pastor Dr. Dorothy Hughes as their evening speaker on that evening at 3 o'clock. And we would love for our listeners to just make it their business to go to that service to encourage Pastor Hamilton and Lady Hamilton and the Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship. They are such wonderful, loving, kind people. And Abundant Praise, they said, is a place for healing. Amen. That
Amen.
Is a place of healing and love. And they show so much love and so much healing. And we would like to encourage our listeners. They have services on Sunday morning at 11:30. And we would like to encourage you, if you can't make us at 9, maybe you would like to make their service at 11:30 a.m. We're not trying to compete. That's one thing we have about the Empowerment Place, Kingdom Ministries, Global Church, Abundant Praise, Christian Fellowship, and Higher Praise. We are not in competition. We are several churches in one location, and we all know what God has assigned us to do. So we're just asking God to even bless Pastor Hamilton and the church in that service on that Sunday evening. We know that the power of God will be there in that service, but we just ask that you would be mindful that we want you to come and just to be a part of our celebration of family and friends and community on this coming Sunday. We're looking forward to the services that are planned and the dates that are coming up and the speakers that shall come and the move of God that shall happen, and we're just believing to transform lives in this community that we're in and in the region that we're in, and we believe God to come in and bless Pastor Valerie.
Amen, amen. As she was stating, Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship will be celebrating their 16th church anniversary with Pastor Hamilton, and their theme for this anniversary is "It's a Time to Build," coming out of Nehemiah 4:6 that says, "So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." Amen.
Amen.
And as she stated,
it's
Sunday, June 5th at 4 p.m. at Belmont Recreation Center, 1600 Hilliard Road. That's in Henrico, Virginia, 23228. You can find Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship on Facebook as Abundant Praise. But again, that's Sunday, June 5th at 4 p.m. Now on June 12th, Pastor, since we're pulling all this stuff out, pulling it off the camera, off the calendar, on June 12th, Kingdom Ministries Global Church will be having a fundraiser.
Amen.
Amen. And this fundraiser
Amen.
Is easy. All you got to do is eat. Amen.
Amen.
On Sunday, June 12th, I think we chose the hours between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock p.m. We're asking everybody, everybody under the sound of our voice, everybody to meet us at Pork Chops and Grits.
Yes, amen.
You heard me right. Pork Chops and Grits on June 12th between the hours of 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. We're asking you all to come and pack out the place. This will be a joint effort with Kingdom Ministries Global Church and the Empowerment. Pork Chops and Grits has stated that whatever the receipt amount is during that those hours of 2 to 4 o'clock p.m., they will be donating 15% of all sales to our ministry. Can we give the Lord a hallelujah for that?
Hallelujah.
To know that we're able to get fundraiser from a business that's thriving, a business that's blessed. The owner is a bishop, and they're having service, even in the place where the restaurant is before they open up on Sunday mornings. But they're offering an opportunity for us to be blessed, for the ministry, Kingdom Ministries Global Church, and the Empowerment Place to be blessed by bringing
Amen.
In as many people as can on Sunday, June 12th, between the hours of 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and you can
That's
eat
correct.
Some good food and bless us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're looking forward to that service. And we know that so many times we have African-American entrepreneurs and businesses that we do not support. We would like to support as many African-American businesses as we can. We have Sister Karen, I think it is, that has the T-shirt business. You
yes,
can find her business
Sister Karen,
on Pastor.
Yes.
Amen. Her business is posted on Pastor Valerie Burrell's Facebook page, and we have Brother Miranda, if I'm pronouncing
mm-hmm.
his Lou.
Mm-hmm.
He
yes,
is
Lou
an
Miranda.
Entrepreneur, and Brother Biddy Burrell is an entrepreneur, and Pastor Valerie is an entrepreneur. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bishop Henderson and myself, we are entrepreneurs. Amen. And so
Amen.
We have, we call them small African-American owned businesses, but we like to share our business with other people, and
Amen.
We would like to encourage each other by purchasing and buying and serving for those entrepreneurs. That's why this broadcast is Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. I love helping people, and I am a firm believer if we help one another, God will bless us with exactly what we need. So this is a season and a time I really believe that God wants us to embrace our sisters and our brothers in ministry, kingdom building. We don't have time to argue. We don't have time to find fault. It's too important to help each other and to help lead one another and to love on one another and allow the Lord to love on us. Amen.
Amen. That's good, Pastor. I think that, when you understand kingdom and you understand God's purpose for us in the earth, you understand that there is no need for competition, that we are to help build each other up. And I'm grateful. I think even back to the scripture that Pastor Hamilton is using, we're grateful that we are connected with some people who have the mind to work. Amen.
Absolutely.
So that we can do great things to expand God's kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
We thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for this opportunity just to come together tonight, just to talk about the service on Sunday and the upcoming service for Pastor Hamilton. And we have some more gatherings that are coming up for the Empowerment Place. We do know that there will be more gatherings, and they will be posted, and we'll be talking about them on the broadcast for Kingdom Ministries Global for Living Life and for the Empowerment Place. There will be, amen, a women's conference that's going to be hosted in the month of July by Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship Women's Ministry. And we want to push that that program. We have other friends in ministry, Dr. Nikita Garris Watson. They are bringing in Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryan and those powerful speakers coming in. I think it's in the month of September or October, but we're planning to keep everyone posted. You want to go to a conference that's going to change your life, that when you come away from a gathering at the empowerment place, when you leave the services on Sundays or whatever special services, that you will know that you have been into the presence of the Lord. And that's what we are trying to spread the good news about, being in the presence of the Lord. When you come away, you have experienced something that will change your life, that will change how you think, change how you feel about each other. That what you used to have, the negativity that you used to carry, you don't carry it anymore, because there was something that transformed your life and your mind and your heart while you were in the service of the Lord, wherever it is, in the empowerment place, Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, Kingdom Ministries Global Church, the empowerment place gatherings, wherever it is, we want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God and to the community. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. God is moving. God is moving. And we just want to make sure that through Pastor's broadcast and through I'm using my keys with the empowerment place, we want to make sure that we can aid you in staying in God's flow by keeping you informed, keeping you empowered, and keeping you encouraged with the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's so important that we encourage one another. There's a song said, encourage yourself, but we need to encourage one another. There was somebody that needed encouraging today. And if we didn't say, but hi, how are you? God bless you. We're praying for you. Hope all is well. We just want to say something every day to say, you know, we got you. We got you in prayer. We understand. We love you. There's so much of self and not enough of God being shared, I feel, Pastor Burrell, that sometimes people feel left out. I know some days that I just need just a hello, just a good morning. We got you. This morning, even on the way when I was riding in the car, I was able to just bless God and just to thank him for covering me. I found myself just saying, thank you for covering me another day. And I just kept saying, thank you for covering me and for covering those that I love another day. Just thank you. The Lord just spoke a song. It just came out of my spirit because there is no song. I started singing it to him. I thank you for just covering me another day. Thank you for just keeping me healed this day. Thank you for covering me just another day. Thank you for keeping my mind this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for just covering me another day. Thank you for watching over my loved ones and keeping them all day long, all week long. Just thank you for covering me another day. And that's what the services that we are hosting are all about. This is what the broadcast is that we are we're talking about. We want God to cover us all. We don't want to be left out in the open. We know the attack of the enemy is sure, and we know that he will do anything and he will stop at nothing. But if we could just embrace somebody with a kind word or with just, you know, we understand, we love you, we would find that people would really change their opinion of the church as a whole, because we represent something that is tangible, that it's contagious, that if we share it in a proper manner, Pastor Burrell, people will come. I thank God for the empowerment place for Saturday for the gathering. It blessed me. Amen. Sometimes you just need to go sit whether oil is being poured. You just need to be under the oil. Amen. You just need to be there. Sometimes you don't need anybody to say anything. You just need to be in the presence of God. And so many times we make excuses not to go when we really need to go, because God just wants you to come into his presence. And that's what I think, that's what I believe, that's what I'm all about, that we just want people to come into the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's good. That's true. That's true. Amen. Amen. So again, we want to encourage all of our listening audience on tonight to please join us on Sunday, May 29th at 10 o'clock a.m. for Down Home Family and Friends, located at 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, 23231. We'll have three churches in one location.
Amen.
Giving God glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, we love you so much. We thank you.
We love you, Pastor.
For all, for all that you do for us, to help us in our daily walk as we mirror, as we mirror you. You have to know that we mirror you in a posture, because you live before God and God's people in such a transformative way, in such an authentic way, that we can't help but grow as those who are members of Kingdom Ministries Global Church. We can't help but grow in our faith, grow in our relationship, grow in our purpose, because of the type of leaders that you both are. So living life like Pastor Carolyn, yeah, we have some ups and downs. We have some bumps and bruises.
Oh, yeah.
But we know that as we've watched you, we press, we press, we press, we press, and we continue to press on, understanding and coming to the realization that we win because we're in a fixed fight. Amen.
Amen. It's been fixed for sure.
It's
Amen.
Been fixed. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You want to pray us out, Pastor? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we God, we thank you, Father. We just bless you for another night of broadcast for those that are listening in. We thank you, Lord, that what the enemy meant for a curse, you've already turned it around for a blessing. We thank you because we're not defeated. We thank you that you've covered us and you still cover us day by day, moment by moment, week by week, months, years. Oh, God, we just thank you for being there for us. We thank you for Pastor Burrell and all that she's doing to help us go forward, and how you bless, Lord God, those that are listening tonight. You know the needs, the cares, the burdens, Lord God, the unspoken requests. We pray tonight that you would bless them mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every listener tonight, that they've walked away with something from you tonight from this broadcast. We pray, Lord
Thank
God,
you.
That you would encourage their hearts to even come to the services, oh God, at the church at 9 a.m. on Saturdays for the empowerment place when they have gatherings, for the special Bible studies that they have at the church on Wednesday nights. Lord God, for the empowerment place broadcast, Father, help them to continue to tune in. Father, we pray that your spirit would draw the listeners tonight like never before, that they will be healed, set free, and delivered. Father, touch that mother, that father, that son, that daughter. Touch their minds. Touch their hearts. Father, rewire and reset us all tonight, that we would come to give you glory, come to give you honor, come to give you praise. Most of all, we thank you because you allow us to go from day to day living life in you. Oh, God, moving in you, breathing in you, seeing through your eyes, Lord God. And we thank you tonight. We bless you, Lord God. I pray tonight that someone has been revived, someone has been refreshed, rejuvenated, Lord God, and restored. We praise you tonight. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the ways that you make for us to be on this Blog Talk Radio program. Father, we ask that you would bless going in and comings out. Keep them safe, covered under your blood. We ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And for his sake we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor
amen.
Valerie.
God bless you, Pastor. We love you all.
We love you all.
Good night.
Good night.